Welcome. Way back on day one of this journey, I asked you the question, how would you change if something happened in the world that created a seismic shift in your capacity to trust? And I shared with you the example of this Netflix show, Messiah. And the show is a fictional show about a guy who emerges in the Middle East and seems like maybe this guy might actually be the Messiah. And it becomes this global story, and it brings everyone's faith and trust into question. Well, 6 months later, we for sure had a seismic event with this pandemic. Granted, it's not a Messiah, but the world is in disarray. The remnants of the pre-pandemic world are scattered everywhere. Life right now is post-apocalyptic. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. If you thought it was getting better with businesses reopening, think again. At least that's the experience we're having here in Arizona. There's a big outbreak in Arizona. Bank of America has closed almost all its branches here because somebody had COVID at one of the branches. You can't get cash from any of the cash machines. Been trying to get a mortgage, but all these companies have nobody working right now. I had to bring my car into the car dealership to get my tire fixed. It felt like I was making a stopover in Baghdad, such was the risk. One of the car dealerships here had to shut down because of COVID. And if you're not feeling the Mad Max type conditions, a lot of people you know are. And through all these broken pieces, some of us are seeing darkness and dust, and some of us are seeing the light. I want to tell you a story about someone I know really well. So back in March, when the pandemic first became a situation and the economy started to feel the squeeze, this person lost almost all of his clients who canceled their contract. Talking about stress. Then this person's business partner died from COVID. So it was stress and grief. Then this person told me how they were waking up in the middle of the night having anxiety attacks, hyperventilating, stress and grief and health, and that's a lot. And over the past few months, this person has used the time to reinvent himself, to heal himself. He used to be always and forever stressed, always overscheduled, always too much going on. The kind of person you'd be talking to on the phone, and he would just pretend he had a bad signal just so he could hang up on you. That kind of red zone anxiety, maybe you know somebody like that. But over the past few months, now when I talk to this person, he's always outside planting things, gardening, losing himself in the sunshine. He now emanates a joy that has nothing to do with his business deals, client relationships, good meetings or bad meetings. He has a joy that comes from the purity of waking up, breathing, being in the sunshine with his family. I tell you this story because this is a person who was surrounded by the rubble of the pandemic. No security, lots of darkness, no sense of when or how this is going to end. That can be really scary. But this person rearranged the rubble so that the light could enter into his world in ways it never did before. And now this person's energy is vibrant. His stress is gone. His creativity is pumping. He is a pure force powered by light, the kind of force that will thrive in this new world. This seismic shift opened him up to receive the light, to trust in the light. It's something I've learned about trust over these 6 months. Either you trust in light or you trust in dark. There's no middle ground. If you think you're in the middle, and I thought that about myself, you're putting your trust in darkness and fear and doubt and anxiety. Most people live like that. Even still, I struggle with it. I'm teaching what I'm learning. You know, I'm constantly worried about my daughter. How could I not be? That's trusting in darkness. 2 days from completing this journey, here's the question to you and the question to myself. Can you rearrange the rubble in your mind, in your heart, in your relationships, in your business, so as to let in the light? Even just a little light is enough to show you the way. And the challenge is to keep your gaze, your mind, your heart, your conversations on the light. Commit to it. Follow it. Trust it completely. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Take a few deep breaths. So imagine what the light looks like for you. Could be a tiny little ray of light. Maybe it's a huge swath of light. Maybe it's all light. Put yourself there as we come to our centering thought. On the light. On the light. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders on the light, thank you. if your attention wandered on the light. Coming back to the moment. And something I've learned about trust over these 6 months, either you trust in light or you trust in dark. There's no middle ground. If you think you're in the middle, and I thought that about myself, you're putting your trust in the darkness and fear, doubt, anxiety. Most people live like that. So now we're just one day from the end of this journey. Here's the question for you and the question for me. Can you rearrange the rubble in your mind, in your heart, in your relationships, in your business, so as to let in the light? Even just a little light is enough to show you the way. And the challenge, keep your gaze, your mind, your heart, your conversations on the light. Commit to it. Follow it. Trust it completely. On the light. Peace.